Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional School Division. She joins us on the line today. Betty, thank you very much for joining us. The ministerial order for the transfer of St. Thomas More School in Fairview to the Holy Family Division is finally done. Comments on the fact that the order is now in place, please.
So the main work has been completed, and once the minister signed it off, we could just proceed with staffing the school and getting the facilities ready to accept students. We worked all summer securing some staff unofficially, I guess, because it could not be official until the ministerial order was signed. But now we are open. The high school is open in the library of the Polytechnic in Fairview. That building is leased to us to operate the high school. And we have 12 portable buildings that are on the STM land right now getting outfitted to hopefully open early October. And our students from K to 9 will be starting on Monday, the 9th, and they will be housed out of the provincial building, kindergarten to grade 6, temporarily until the portables are ready, and our 7 to 9 will be out of the high school at the Polytechnic campus till the portables are ready.
I understand of the last minute things, but how frustrating was it for the Holy Family Division to have this last minute and say, oh my goodness, guys, what was the holdup?
Well, it's not so much a holdup. I mean, it's not just the transfer of the building, it's the transfer of the lands as well. And so all the lands we had to make sure that, you know, all of the land lots and everything were titled correctly. So, you know, there's a unit with Alberta Education that takes care of that, and they had to make sure all their T's were crossed and their I's were dotted. It's quite formal. It doesn't happen a lot in our province that a school division, you know, transfers over to another school division. So ministerially, it had to be very, very, and legally, it had to be very clear, and it had to be very precise. So, you know, it wasn't so much that we couldn't do some of the work that needed to be done before the ministerial order was signed. It was just that we knew we had to get the work done. And, you know, we had already had some assurances from the ministry that it was going to be approved because both school divisions were supportive of the transfer. So there was no animosity at all between the two school divisions for the request.
Good point you bring up here, Betty, because on the other side of the coin, I'm asking how glad were you to get a lot of the stuff done in anticipation of the 2025 school year while you are waiting for the ministerial order to be formalized?
We put the same processes in place that we would put in for any of our schools in preparing them for opening in September. So we worked hard to staff, we recruited, we interviewed, we established agreements with the college around the lease space. We worked with Alberta Capital Planning and Infrastructure on the portables being delivered. So it's work that we would have done for any of our schools. So it was just, STM was now one of our schools, so we had to do the work that we needed to get it up and running and operating.
New staff, experienced staff, administration, the division administration, stakeholders, students. What was the transfer feedback like?
So far, it has been very positive. People have seen the activity in the town. They know that the work is being done. We've communicated through many, many postings on our social media, you know, the activity that's taking place, how far along we are, what we have put in place, and giving some assurances that, you know, school would be starting. We could not start our kindergarten to grade 9 till the 9th, mainly because we had to get the provincial building, you know, all organized for our staff to be able to go in there and students to be received on the 9th. So, you know, it's what you do to start up a school. It's just work that is necessary to start a school.
What is next on the to-do list?
Hopefully to get confirmation that the portables will be ready to move into for the K-9 in the early part of October. We are still looking for a senior high math and science teacher, so there is one position not filled right now, and we're using our cyber high teacher, which is a virtual school. She's going to be teaching their math for them, and we're going to be trying to ensure that our high school students do get the courses that they would like to have. So that's in the works a little bit. Other than that, we're just going to be receiving those students on the 9th, and we will just go from there. Our teachers and our staff that we do have hired are amazing people. They're very resilient. They're very positive. They're highly motivated to make this a success, which is absolutely great for our school division.
Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional School Division. Betty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.